Hello, friends. Monday, August 16th, 2021. Welcome to CrossFit Linchpin if you're brand new. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. You picked a heck of a day to start. Let's just get into it. First of all, if you are brand new, before you continue watching this video, tap pause, watch the other video, then come back to this. The other video is entitled, New to Linchpin? Watch this first. So watch that first. It tells you all the stuff that I'm about to talk about, what it means and why it's important. And without that context, everything we're about to say right now won't be as meaningful as it should be. So pause, check that out, then come on back. Okay, here we go. Kicking off Monday, right. Not a barbell in sight. Today is high volume everything. High volume running, which everybody loves. High volume strict handstand push-ups, again, beloved by all, followed by high volume rope climbs. Just what more could you ask for? Here's what it is. This is also one of the workouts we post each week that is given the option to do not for time. We do that once a week, and we do that quite intentionally, because living under the suffocating pressure of the clock every day is not most fun for most human beings, and people need a break. You should take a break whenever you feel like you need it, but some people will not unless we specifically give them permission. Take it whenever you need it. So for today, you can have the option to not do it for time. Don't run that pesky clock if you don't want to. And we chose today specifically because handstand push-ups, strict. You might have to take some big, maybe you can do them, but you got to take big chunks of rest, and then you're going to watch the clock keep ticking and give yourself a complex. Don't do that. It's a nice gymnastic strength building day. Shut the clock off. Same with the rope climbs. Maybe you can do that volume of rope climbs, but you got to take a lot of rest. Great. Use it as a day to improve your rope climb. So your choice, clock or not. Here's the workout. For time or not. A 1,000 meter run. All good things in life start with a 1,000 meter run. 1,000 meter run, 20 strict handstand push-ups, 10 rope climbs, 15 feet tall. Use your feet, please. Then an 800 meter run, 16 strict handstand push-ups, 8 rope climbs. A 600 meter run, 12 strict handstand push-ups, 6 rope climbs. A 400 meter run, 8 strict handstand push-ups, 4 rope climbs. Finally, a 200 meter run, 4 strict handstand push-ups, and 2 rope climbs. That's a mouthful. We have other equipment conversions available to you in case you can't run. I gave you the conversion for a 200 meter substitution, and then obviously you would multiply that by 5 for the 1,000 meter run, multiplied by 4 for the 800. So you could replace each 200 meters of running with 600 meters on the Echo Bike, Assault Bike, or Schwinn Airdyne, 250 meters on the Concept 2 Rower, Concept 2 Ski Erg, or 500 meters on the Concept 2 Bike Erg. And if you're using an air runner, I would knock down the distance by 25% or you're going to be quite grumpy. We have videos showing strict handstand push-ups and a couple different styles of rope climbs. I would say right off the bat, it's a high volume of, if you're slow and steady on the rope, great. For the strict handstand push-ups, if you can get to that first set of 20, maybe you can do strict 10 right off the bat, great, but that might not make sense. Maybe you're going to get there in 5 sets of 4 or 4 sets of 5, something like that with some rest between each. I think you're good to go. If right off the bat you're like 20 handstand, strict handstand push-ups, yeah, I can do it, but that's going to take me by itself 10 minutes. That's kind of not what we're looking for right there. Super fitness robot time is 30 wonderful minutes or less. More likely time could be in the area of 45 minutes, but again, you might choose not to run the clock. Scaled option for time or not. We've got you, the runs are going to stay consistent at 400 meters every time. We've taken out the strict handstand push-ups, and we've put in a strict shoulder press at 50% of your one rep max. And we've taken out the rope climbs and put in chest to bar pull-ups, being the toughest option, kipping chin over bar pull-ups, or ring rows. So 400 meter run, 20 shoulder press, 20 pull-ups or ring rows, 400-meter run, 16-16, 400-meter run, 12-12, 400-meter run, 8-8, 400-meter run, 4 shoulder press, 4 pull-ups, be it chest to bar, chin over the bar, or ring rows. We've got videos showing all of those movements, as well as a video on how to get a pull-up in case you don't have one yet. And if you don't have strict pull-ups, you shouldn't be doing kipping pull-ups. So if you fall into that camp, watch that video on how to get a pull-up, choose the ring row option, and then as part of your subscription in the Beyond the Whiteboard app, they have specialty programs. One of them is how to get your first pull-up, so I would check that out. Limited equipment option. They've got no problems with the runs, same as the prescribed workout, or the strict handstand push-ups. The only thing we're going to have to modify for the limited equipment crew is the rope climb. So what they're going to do for the rope climb is basically similar to what we had for the scaled option. They're doing work on the pull-up bar. However, because we love the limited equipment crew, their number one option is the strict chin-over-bar pull-up. If that's not an option, then do kipping chest-to-bar, next option, kipping chin-over-bar, next option, ring rows. But just like the scaled option, their reps will mirror the strict handstand push-ups going 20, 16, 12, 8, and then 4. Should be a hoot. No equipment workout. They don't have a pull-up bar, so they're going to do running and strict handstand push-ups. 1,000-meter run, 20 strict handstand push-ups. 800-meter run, 16. 600-meter run, 12. 400-meter run, 8. 200-meter run, 4 strict handstand push-ups. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. Hey, those shoulders are warmed up, right? You're doing the accessory work, you're looking for a bit more spice. Well, we got some wizard pepper for you right here. You have some choices, one of three different choices, either strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or descent from handstand variations, where you can watch that video and play around with whatever part of the progression is appropriate for you, or your friend and mine, the wall walk, 5 to 15 reps, not for time, slow and controlled. All of those movements have videos. You would choose just one, but again, what's the bigger picture to think about? The accessory work is optional. It is not mandatory. You don't have to do a single bit of accessory work for your entire time on planet Earth to be wonderfully fit. But if you're ready for it and want it, it's a significant dose for you, and have at it. Excuse me, that's the only part that we have right there. You're going to choose one of those three pieces. Then, cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we'll stretch the chest and pecs, hands behind, the hamstring stretch, and then calves and foam rolling. Each of those have a video. Each of those you'll hold 1 to 2 minutes. Today was a long day, and if it was your first day, welcome aboard. At Lynchpin, we do what is effective, not what's popular. We do what's effective. And tomorrow, we're going to break out the barbell. You earned it. We're pulling from the ground. I'll see you then.